بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Very respected brothers and elders, last week we completed the chapter of Khawf, Bab al-Khawf. In the chapter of Khawf, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brought those ahadith which are related to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the heart to tremble when thinking about falling into any form of sin. I can't do this, because if I do this, what's going to happen to me after I die? This is the whole purpose of khawf. No other reason. We're not supposed to be scared of Allah. Allah ta'ala is not terrifying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving. Allah ta'ala is caring. Allah ta'ala is affectionate. We're not supposed to be terrified of Him. Because sometimes a person, like, you're scared of the wolf, or you're scared of a monster. This is not how we're supposed to be scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole purpose of khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to stop us from falling into sin. And when a person can stay away from sin, then beyond that, it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're terrified of something, it's very hard to just love that thing. So the whole purpose of khawf is knowing that if I fall into those certain things, Allah's azab is true. Allah's azab exists. And that's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought Babul Khawf. And straight after that, now he brings Babul Raja, the chapter of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. پہلے امام نووی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے باب الخوف لایا جس کے اندر ہمیں ڈرایا کہ مرنے کے بعد کیا ہوگا, اللہ تعالیٰ کی نافرمانی نہ چوری تو کیا ہوگا. تو اس کے بعد چونکہ انسان ابھی خوف زدہ ہو جائے گا, باب الخوف باب الرجاء لایا ہے. باب الرجاء امید کی باب جس کے اندر انسان کو امیدوار بنانا ہے کہ ایک طرف تو انسان کو ڈرنا چاہیے. On one side we have to be fearful and on one side we have to be hopeful. سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ would mention خوف and رجاء are two things that the believer, the Muslim, always must have in front of him, and he must be balanced. Some علماء mention very beautifully کہ in the first part of your life خوف should be غالب, خوف should be dominant, meaning majority of your life خوف should be a bit more غالب, a bit more dominant. Because we're in the dunya, nafs, shaitan are attached to us. So a person should have more fear than hope. But in the latter part of their life or towards the end of their life, raja and hope should become dominant. Because otherwise what will happen is, when a person is nearing the end of their life, if khawf and fear overcomes them, then they may lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I lived a very bad life. What's going to happen to me? I don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. So losing this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dangerous. And I mentioned previously the story of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, zabardast zalim tha. Kitne sahaba ne isko shaheed kiya, aur kitne tabi'in ko isne shaheed karwaya. How many people he killed, this Hajjaj bin Yusuf, his tyrant ruler. However, when he was on the verge of passing away, bohot jo hai shor macha raha tha. He was making a lot of noise. He was on his deathbed, he was making a lot of noise. So his mother said to him, his mother was there, and she said, be quiet. Do you not remember how many people you have killed, how many people you have harmed? Now you're about to die, stop making so much noise. So his mother said this. So he became quiet and he was thinking. And then he said, mother, ammi, qiyamat ke din agar Allah ta'ala aapko matlab ye zimmedari de denge, aapka ye zimmedari laga lenge, ya aapka hawala kar denge, کہ میرا کیا ہوگا, جنت میں جاؤں یا جہنم میں جاؤں, اور یہ فیصلہ آپ کے کندھوں پر رہے, تو آپ کیا فیصلہ کریں گے؟ تو امی کہتی ہے کہ میں تو ضرور جنت کا فیصلہ کروں گی, تو میری مطلب بیٹا ہے. یو مائی سن, ہی سیڈ ٹو ہز مدر دا اف آن دا ڈے آف قیامہ اللہ تعالیٰ گیو یو دا ڈیسیژن اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ گیو یو دا چوائس آف ویدر ٹو پٹ می انٹو جنہ اور جہنم, واٹ وڈ یو ڈو؟ He said, I would make the decision to put you into Jannah, the mother said. Because you're my son, I love you so much. Whatever you've done in life, you're still my son. Hajjaj automatically became very calm. And he said, well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us 99 times more than the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us so many more times than the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insan se ma کے سے مطلب اتنے زیادہ اللہ تعالیٰ انسان سے محبت کرتا ہے. تو اگر ماں کہے گی کہ میں ضرور تجھے جنت میں ڈالوں گی, تو اللہ تعالیٰ تو ماں سے زیادہ مجھ سے محبت رکھتا ہے, پیار کرتا ہے. So he became calm. مطلب at the time of his death he had this امید in Allah, hope in Allah, inshallah Allah will forgive me. So سیدنا حسن بصری رحمت اللہ علیہ, اس کے بعد سے سیدنا حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے سامنے اگر حجاج کا کوئی غیبت کرتا تھا, فوراً کہتے تھے کہ چھپ ہو جاؤ, اس نے موت کے وقت صحیح عمل کیا. تو ڈونٹ ٹاک بیڈ اباؤٹ حجاج بن یوسف, ایٹ دا ٹائم آف ہز ڈیتھ ہی ڈڈ دا رائٹ تھنگ. دیٹ ڈزنٹ ٹیک اوے فرام حجاجز اپریشن اینڈ آل آف دس, اینڈ وی آر ناٹ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دیٹ, بٹ دا پوائنٹ از دیٹ دس امید, ہوپ, اسپیشلی ٹوورڈز اے پرسن ہز ہٹ دا ایج آف 40, دے سے شباب از ٹل دا ایج آف 40, دا پرسن از یوتھ ٹل دا ایج آف 40. After the age of 40, Allah Ta'ala knows when death will come. Allah Ta'ala knows when death will come in life anyway. But after the age of 40, when a person is nearing towards the end of their life in their 50s, 60s, person has to have hope. I know I made many mistakes, but I have hope in Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter, so we have hope. Because without hope, unfortunately, a person can become so scared that they lose hope in Allah, which is dangerous. So the first ayah of this Quran, the first ayah of this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. سورة الزمر, الله سبحانه وتعالى إشارت فرماتے ہیں, اے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, میرے بندوں سے بتا دو, یا عبادی, اے میرے پیارے بندے, الذين اسرفوا على انفسهم, جنہوں نے اپنے آپ پر ظلم کیا ہے گناہوں کی وجہ سے, لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ, میرے رحمت سے مایوس مت ہونا, بے شک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, بلا شبہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی تمام گناہوں کو معاف کرنے والا ہے, بلا شبہ وہ سب سے زیادہ معاف کرنے والا, سب سے زیادہ محبت اور شفقت رکھنے والا, رحم کرنے والا ہے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O my servants, those who have wronged themselves meaning by committing many sins. At the end of the day, by committing sin, we are only causing harm to ourselves. We're not hurting and harming Allah. That's why how many du'as do we have? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. O Allah, I have harmed myself. And this is a sign of humility. Ya Allah, I am so regretful. I've only caused harm to myself. And this is why this is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab insan kehe, Ya Allah, maine apne aap hi par zulm kiya. Matlab insan ka ehsaas hua ki apne amal ki wajah se Allah ta'ala par koi no harm has, we have not harmed Allah ta'ala in the least. Rather, the harm is to ourselves. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, machli ke pet ke andar, when he was in the stomach of the whale, what was the tasbih he was reading? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This acknowledgement, Ya Allah, I have wronged myself, I understand. Ya Allah, please give me a chance. So that's why this beautiful dua, where did this dua come from? This dua that we read at the end of salah, after durood sharif, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfir li maghfiratan min indik warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's closest companion, inhone Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam se pucha, ya Rasulullah, mujhe kaise, matlab bahut ek mukhtasar aur bahut ek achhi khoobsurat dua mujhe sikhla do jo main namaz ke aakhir mein pad sakta hu. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me a beautiful dua, a comprehensive jami' dua that I can recite at the end of my salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. So it's a very beautiful dua. There are many other duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite at the end of salah. Many other duas. Allahumma ghfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lantu. Anta al-muqaddimu wa anta al-muakhiru, la ilaha illa ant. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. The more du'as we read, the better. You can recite as much du'as as you want. After reciting durood sharif, this time is a time of acceptance of du'a. Because it's at the end of the salah. I've just made all of the effort, and at the end of the salah, I do the durood sharif, and then this is the time of du'a, of acceptance of du'a. So a person should recite as much du'a as they can there. And obviously we should start with the masnoon, du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would recite. Anyway, this acknowledgement, because of sinning, I have only wronged myself. Allah is not affected. If I do good deeds, it's not like Allah benefits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit from my good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not harmed by my bad deeds. It doesn't make a difference to Allah. It only affects me. By me doing good deeds, I get close to Allah. I get Jannah. I get the high stages of Jannah. By me doing bad deeds, Allah becomes angry with me. Allah ta'ala says, no, you can't go to Jannah. You don't deserve Jannah. And Allah ta'ala puts me into Jahannam. Allah ta'ala protect us. So we need to think of sins like this. All I'm doing is harming myself. All I am doing is harming myself. Why would I do that? It's a foolish thing. Why would I let harm come to myself? So this first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a very important ayah. O my servants, kabibi mayusi. Allah ta'ala par mayus na huna. Allah ki rahmat se. Never ever become despondent, hopeless. Allah will not forgive me. You know, this is such a big fitna now. I was yesterday in a program where we had a mental health kind of workshop going on. And there were two clinical psychologists or something. What is the proper term? People come to them with psychological issues and they diagnose their thing. So, you know, they've dealt with so many cases. And mashallah, both of them very religious. Mashallah, they wear their jubbah. One of them is an alim as well. The Dr. Mahmoud Khan is a relative of mine as well. So, you know, on a daily basis, they see so many Muslim and non-Muslim patients. But the Muslims that come, because they see him wearing the jubbah, wearing the topi, they actually clearly say what's going on in their mind. Non-Muslims, okay, you know, they've got lots of things. A lot of times, Muslims, if they went to a non-Muslim, they wouldn't be able to explain what they were feeling. Because as Muslims, sometimes the mental problems are to do with, connected with their deen. So he says a lot of them come and they, you know, sometimes it's waswasas and it's driving them crazy. Waswasa, doing wudu, they do parts of wudu so many times. Sometimes they feel, and this is the one, sometimes they feel Allah will never forgive me. That's why they're depressed. Allah won't forgive me. Allah hates me. Allah doesn't like me. And he says it's such a big problem. Many Muslims who are clinically diagnosed with psychosis or with, maybe not psychosis is extreme, it's like, you know, when a person doesn't know what's going on. But lower than that, some form of psychological trauma, many times it's these things are affecting them. And this concept, this thought that Allah won't forgive me. Well, you see, this thought is so dangerous, it can take a person out of Islam. So many in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Never become hopeless on the mercy of Allah, because though only the disbelievers become hopeless about the mercy of Allah. Always have umid. No matter how many times I do a bad habit, I fall into sin, always have hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Regardless of what's happened in my marriage, regardless of what's happened at work, regardless of how financially I'm doing, regardless of what's happening in my extended family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me. This is just something that I'm going through, a test I'm going through. That's why the scholars mention, whenever we go through a hardship, look at someone who is in a worse situation than us. One of the great ulama, when he would go through difficulty, he would say, Alhamdulillah. Chunke abhi jo pareshani se main guzar raha hoon, mujhse zyada pareshani mein koi aur banda hai. Mujhse zyada pareshani mein koi aur banda hai. Agar Allah Ta'ala chahta, Allah Ta'ala mujhe uske jagah mein rakhta. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ne mujhko isse behtar hal mein rakha hai. To he says, Alhamdulillah. So this is ihsas and awareness that Allah loves me, Allah is with me. It's a difficulty, but inshallah I'll get through it. Sayyiduna Sayyidatuna Umul Mu'minin Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, her nephew, his son, la ilaha illallah, the name has escaped my mind. Haan, Bhatije ka beta ji. Banje ka beta. Banje ka beta. So he was a very pious, great saint of Allah Ta'ala, great scholar. And what happened on one occasion, one of his sons passed away. And in the same occasion, his leg had to be amputated. One incident. Ek hi marhale, ek hi matlab, ek... ek time mein ji. Ek time mein unke ek bete ka bhi intiqal ho gaya. Saath saath unke ek... tongue bhi, ek pair bhi khatna para, chunki iske andar koi infection ho gaya tha. So someone came to him and someone started to say, they said, how are you feeling? How are you? Is everything okay? He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, Allah Ta'ala ne mujh par itna ihsan farmaya hai. He said, Allah has been so kind to me. Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe 4 bete diye the. In mein se sirf ek ko Allah Ta'ala ne wapas le liya. Allah gave me 4 children, He's only taken one back. Look at this is the mindset, positive mindset. Your optimistic mindset. Allah Ta'ala gave me 4 limbs, 2 arms, 2 legs. Allah only asked for one back. Allah is so kind. This is the way they would look at things. How can a person like this ever become depressed? And we small thing, weather change depression. Honestly, in England, this is what's happening. Weather change depression. Ya Allah, depression over small things because we don't have this connection with Allah Ta'ala. We don't feel Allah is involved in my life. We feel Allah is doing His job, I'm doing my job, and we're detached from each other. Allah is involved in every single small detail of my life. So if something happens, that was Allah's choice. मैंने अपने बस में जो था मैंने किया था लेकिन अल्लाह इसके मतलब कोई आगे पीछे हो गया ये बस अल्लाह का मर्जी था अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह मैंने मान लिया कबूल कर लिया रदीतु बिललाह रब्बा. So this is very, very important. We don't become lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. I'm just going to do these 2-3 Quran ayahs. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. That our azab, our punishment is only with those people who disbelieve. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, as long as a person has Islam, they have hope. As long as you have Islam, you have hope. The only time you don't have hope is if you are a kafir. Because if death comes now, you've got no chance. But if you have Islam, you have hope. We covered the Bab of Tawbah a long time ago, 5 years ago. It's very early on in the kitab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. جَبْ تَكْ بَنْدَا بِلْكُلْ مَوْتْ كِي مَتَبْ موت کے قریب اور نزدیک نہ ہو اس وقت تک اللہ تعالیٰ توبہ قبول کریں گے. غرغرہ جب انسان کی روح بدن سے نکل رہا ہے یہ گلے سے ایک آواز نکلتا ہے جب تک کہ یہ آواز نہ نکلے اس وقت تک اللہ تعالیٰ توبہ معاف کریں گے قبول کریں گے. We have a chance. As long as you have Islam, you have a chance. It doesn't mean, oh, that person's more pious than me, I've done so many sins and now I'm going to die and Allah hates me and everything's going to go wrong. Na'udhu billah. We cannot have this mindset. Have a optimistic mindset. Allah loves me. I made a mistake, but the same way I make a mistake, my parents forgive me. Allah loves me more than my parents. I just need to make an effort. Automatically Allah will call me towards Him.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Allah Ta'ala mentions that إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا.
The messengers, Anbiya alayhi salam, فرماتے تھے کہ بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہماری طرف وحی کی ہے کہ ہماری عذاب جو ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کے عذاب صرف اس شخص پر پڑے گا, اس شخص پر واقع ہوگا جو نبیوں کو انبیاء علیہ السلام کو جھٹلاتا تھا, مطلب اسلام کو قبول نہیں کیا. وتولا اور مطلب منہ پھیر دیا, مطلب اسلام قبول نہ کیا. Our adab will only afflict those people who turn away from the prophets, who do not accept Islam, who reject Islam. Those are the people who our adab is guaranteed for. Apart from them, everybody has a chance. As long as you're a Muslim, you have a chance. We have to have this hope. Our problem is huquq. I don't want to go into that. Our problem is huquq. Huquq have killed us. Ghibat, badgumani. اپنے آپ کو کچھ سمجھنا, دوسروں کو اپنے سے کم سمجھنا, ان چیزوں کو جب تک ہم نہیں چھوڑیں گے ہم بالکل ہلاکت میں. یہی ہمارا مسئلہ ہے. کتنا ہی ہم توبہ کرتے ہیں پھر بعد میں جا کر آٹومیٹکلی غیبت شروع ہو جاتی ہے. اس لیے بہتر ہے کہ انسان جو ہے اکیلا رہے, کسی سے بات ہی نہ کرے, بات چیت میں لگ جائے. سب سے جو تہجد پڑھنے والا وہ آپ کے سامنے غیبت شروع کر دے گا, مسجد کا امام اپنے سامنے غیبت شروع کر دے گا. آج کل کی یہ فتنہ ہے اور شیطان کو معلوم ہے غیبت جو ہے بہت مزیدار ہے. Gossip is very tasty, very delicious. When we start doing ghibat, we enjoy it. Rather than talk about this, that, somebody says, oh, do you know this person's wife and this person's son, this person's daughter? Acha, what else happened? Rather than saying, shush, don't tell me anything else, you are damaging my good a'mal, we become excited. We think, you know what, this is the best conversation I've had today. Very spicy conversation, very mashallah. So then we ask more, 1-2 hours, 3 hours. This is where we are destroyed. Allah protect us. We're doing tawbah, automatically we are, is par pani dal rahe hain with our ghibat, logon ke huquq, matlab pura na karna. The last ayah, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses everything. Meri rahmat har cheez par chha jata hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmate hai. Allah's rahmah always dominates. So inshallah, I'll stop on this.
However, we have to keep this in mind. Raja ke saath saath, aajkal ka zamana ye umeed ka hi zamana hai. Logon ko umeed dilao, kyunki log bahut depression mein hai. People are in a lot of depression. People are in a lot of stress. We give people hope. But at the same time, one is hope and one is foolishness. Vain hopes. Vain hopes. That I'm doing all of the bad things, but I say Allah's going to forgive me anyway. Doing everything wrong, Allah maaf kar dega, koi masla nahi. Roza rakhne ki zarurat nahi hai, namaz padhne ki zarurat nahi hai, kuch bhi karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Allah ghafoor rahim hai. This is vain hopes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firmaya, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. Aqal man shakhs. Intelligent person is the one who controls his nafs, his desires, and prepares for the life after death. Wal-ajiz, bi'aql, the foolish person is the wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha. He follows every whim and desire of his nafs. Apne nafs ki har baat par ke piche ye padta hai. Watamanna 'ala Allah, aur Allah Taala par bas ye khali khali umeedein rakhta hai. Ke Allah maaf kar dega, Allah ghafoor rahim hai, koi masla nahi bhai. عشق کرو اور پھر مرنے سے پہلے دو منٹ پہلے توبہ کر لیں گے مرنے سے دو منٹ نہیں بس ایک منٹ پہلے مرنے سے ایک منٹ پہلے توبہ کر لیں گے اور باقی جو زندگی ہے مزہ کرو دوسرے لوگ مزہ کر رہے ہیں میں کیوں نہ مزہ کروں This is the problem. Everybody is enjoying, everybody is going on holiday, everybody is buying cars, everybody is living in houses, beautiful houses, everybody, mashallah, مجھے بھی کرنا ہے اور مجھے بھی جنت چاہیے دونوں چاہیے So I live my life however I want. 2 minutes before death, Allah is very forgiving. I'll do tawbah. The angel of death is going to come to me and say, you have 2 minutes. Toba karlo. This is how foolish, unfortunately, some people can be. And we can be. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala give us the correct understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.